Okay, our friends. So since we are here in the time of love, let's read a love story, shall we? Let's read a story that makes us feel like love. Why don't we read this one? It says you're going to love this book. Do you know you can have love towards things? Yeah, not always just towards people. Let's find out what goes on when you love something like a book, shall we? So today's story is by Jory John. The pictures are by Olivier Talek. And it is read today by Mommy and...
a cold baby puffin.
A very cold baby puffin. Are you ready, cold baby puffin? Here we go. Attention, reader! You're going to love this book. Really. Truly. Seriously. No joke. Get ready. This book has everything you could ever want. Action, comedy, drama,
heart,
words, pictures.
Is there,
And we can see...
Is drama war?
Well...
Is comedy war? Is action war?
You know what? War is definitely an action film, for sure. And it can be very dramatic, yeah. I don't think there's much comedy. I don't think there's much comedy involved. But there's lots of words. And I can say this much. It makes for an interesting story. You know what else this book has in it? And you're going to love this. Go ahead. Turn the page, because this book has homework. Yeah, this is actual homework. Woohoo, right? Just FYI, your homework is due tomorrow, buddy. Or sooner. Are you loving this book so far? Huh? Are you? Because you're going to love what's coming up on the next page. Yes, you'll love it. Get ready. It's time for Sprouts. Aw, yeah. Sprouts. All kinds of sprouts. Mung bean sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, and broccoli sprouts, and wheat sprouts, and soybean sprouts, and onion sprouts, and clover sprouts, and sprouts from the garden, and wilted sprouts from the fridge, and perhaps the very best kind of sprouts, Brussels sprouts. From Brussels. So, enjoy your sprouts, buddy. And then do some homework. Now, that's what I call a good time, right?
Yeah.
A big bowl of Brussels sprouts, and then doing your homework.
Homework, not so much, but eating sprouts, yeah.
Are you absolutely, positively, 100% loving this book? Uh-uh. It seems like it. What?
50%.
Wait, why is your eye twitching? Why are you shaking your head? That must be what you do when you love something, huh? Nah, but we're not done. Oh, no. There are plenty of fun surprises and unexpected twists in this book. For instance, on the very next page, you'll find the dentist. Oh, yeah. The dentist. That's right. The dentist is here, buddy. Are you ready to get those teeth cleaned? Are you prepared for that scraping sensation? By the way, the dentist wants to know if you've been flossing. Have you? Have you been flossing regularly? Be honest, because the dentist will know.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Listen! I think I hear a drill. Fun! But wait! While the dentist isn't looking, How about a delicious, sweet treat? Are you ready for the all-time best type of candy?
Nope.
Well, because turn the page.
I don't like what's on the next
Because we've
page.
Got raisins.
I don't like raisins. I don't like raisins.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like raisins.
We've got raisins. Oh, yeah. Raisins.
I don't like raisins.
Nature's candy. Who wants a handful of raisins? Or maybe two handfuls. Put out your hands because we've got trillions of raisins in a big, sticky, gooey lump. Raisins! Whee! Munch them up.
I know like raisins.
Gosh, this is almost too much fun. Isn't this the best book that you've ever read? Now, before you answer, there's something else I want to show you. Do you like lists? Well, this is literally the best type of list in the world. Yes. Take a gander. Do you know what it means to gander? In this sense, it means it's not a type of bird. Well, ganders are also a type of duck bird. But you also can find gander, that means to look at something, put your eyeballs on something.
Look at?
Mm-hmm. Well, a goose is a goose and a gander. Yeah, a gander is a goose.
Turn the page away.
Okay, here we go.
Turn the page away.
You ready? Your brand new chore list. Bow, bow, bow. Yeah. A chore list. Whoop, whoop, whoop. There are so many chores that need to get done as soon as you're finished with your homework and glurping up that delicious blob of gooey raisins. It would be wonderful if you would take out the trash and sort the recycling and wash the dishes and make your bed and sweep the floor and clean your room and fold the laundry. And you'd better get started because tonight you have an early bedtime. Yeah. Yes. An early bedtime. Isn't that the best idea ever? Whee! Are you ready to go to sleep while it's still light outside? Are you ready to dream about all the fun you could be having if you were still awake? That? You're having trouble sleeping? The sun's not bothering you, is it? Are you too excited about the dentist and the raisins and all the homework? That's understandable. It's hard to relax when your schedule is chock full of exciting activities. So, anyway, what a journey this has been. Haven't you loved every single minute of this book? Wait, why are you shaking your head again and pouting? What are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that you don't love some of the stuff in this book? Are you kidding me? Here's a thought. What if the thing you truly love about this book is that you made it to the end? Huh? Yes, you persevered through the homework and the dentist and the raisins and the chores and so on. You're basically a hero. Nay, a super hero. And if that's not a reason to love this book, then I don't know what is. Also, you have to admit that there are lots of good jokes and nice drawings and new vocabulary words and that great book smell and a cool front cover and a bunch of surprises, right? Right?
No.
Anyway, now that you're a superhero, you're going to love this book every single time you read it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, starting now. Yeah! Hey, why is your eye twitching? Well, I guess maybe we won't start all over again. Just for now, we'll call it a good. But maybe we'll read it again later when we do our homework and have our raisins and then you do your chores before you go to bed early.
Hey, why are your eyes twitching?
I don't know. And that, our good friends, is worth loving, isn't it? We loved this book. Oh, it was so good. How about it's just the end?
Yeah.
The end.